Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So The Bachelor happened last night, and our good friend over here, Annie, is obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know. Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed.
All right, what is going on with Colton here?
Okay, so for those of you that aren't watching, Colton is our bachelor. He is the virgin. That's all they talk about still. They're getting a little bit better, but it's just, yeah, it's garbage.
It's ridiculous.
So we're week four. Chris Harrison is finally letting the animals out of the cage and sending them to Singapore.
What?
Honestly, I'm so mad I'm not on this show.
Did you just refer to all of the women on the show as animals?
Animals out of the cage.
Have you watched them?
I would be. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm just so mad I'm not on this season. Not because I want to find love or anything. I just want to travel the world with Chris Harrison. That's legit all I want to do. So we start off with a one-on-one with Taisha. It was perfect. She's making it to hometowns. It's not dramatic, so I'm not going to talk about it because she's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the good stuff. A group date. Yay. 13 girls and one little culty baby.
Oh, my God.
These always go so well. Demi is the season villain. She's 23. She loves her some PDA. Shout out Kennedy. And aggravates all the girls. She's jumping on Colton's back, hogging all of his attention, except, of course, for my girl Cassie. I don't know why the producers aren't giving her any TV time. She's going to win. But they're the Wizards, so I guess I'll just let it go.
They're the Wizards.
The best part about the date, Cassie and Colton going to a card reader and the man telling them that there might be some Game of Thrones action going on.
You are the child of the winter.
Yeah.
She is a spring and summer. I mean, she is your past life sister.
She's my past life sister.
Okay?
So that's not what you want to hear.
I'm his sister.
Yikes. Is this my sister?
We're siblings, I guess. Were they for that reason, I'm out.
You guys are siblings, but you're making out. Sorry.
Were they in South Singapore? It's cool here, right?
It's cool. We're good. We're good.
International waters.
Also on the group date, Courtney is a hot mess. She's so mad that Colton has made connections with everyone and isn't showing her any love or asking her to talk. Courtney, this is a dog-eat-dog world out there. You got to get your man, shoot your shot. Instead, she just blames Demi and tells her she has no class. So on a more serious note, I know that the show is really fun to make fun of. It's mindless reality television. It can be so ridiculous and cringeworthy at times, but tonight was different. Kaylin, one of the contestants, she shared that she was sexually assaulted as a sophomore in college.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And I did everything that I was supposed to do. I went to the police the next day. I was turned away by a hospital, which is illegal. And I went to another hospital. The results were inconclusive because so much time had passed because the first hospital turned me away. And the men got away with it, except for one. One of them did get expelled. The rest of them got away with it.
Wow, that was brave of her to share.
It was amazing. And I just want to commend ABC for the way that they handled it, the way Colton handled it. I think it was awesome. So moving on. The cocktail party tensions are flying. The pageant queens are trying to hash it out. Courtney and Demi are ready to brawl. Demi pulled a sneaky move level 100 and went and talked to Colton and told him Courtney was the cancer of the house.
Oh.
When Courtney got wind of homegirl ratting her out, she was not happy to say the least.
Raise your hand if you think I'm the cancer of the house.
What? Oh. I would never use those words ever. Yeah.
Why? That's what I said. I'm the cancer of the house.
You said that?
You said that about her?
Yeah. That's how I feel. I feel like you are the cancer.
Because I had a calm and concise conversation.
You did not have a calm and concise conversation with me, dude. You were mean to me.
That is how you reacted.
You were so mean to me.
And I said, let's bring it down. Let's have a conversation.
No, that's not how you were at all. You were mean. You attacked me. You said crazy things about my character.
I didn't attack
you. Yes, you did.
But I think I should have.
You're mean.
I think I should have. Demi raised her hand like she was in first grade. She's like, yeah, it was me. I said that. It was me.
Oh, my God. I couldn't deal with her voice for more than 4 minutes.
The best part about this, though, you can tell when Demi's talking to Colton. Colton's like, who the heck is Courtney? Because she hasn't gotten off the couch in every group date. Who's Courtney? What are you talking about? Demi girl, you prevail again. Courtney gets the boot, and Demi makes the toast like the petty queen she is. Shout out to Carson. Drama continues.
Call me Richard Petty.
The drama continues next week. I still don't know half their names. I'm in sixth place in my fantasy league and I'm pissed, but I'll be here next week just for you guys.
Penny's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. And he's obsessed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.